Bonnie Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dusk Live. Your boy is Fetty J. Your girl, Daisy Dusk, for the check in the moment. But, man, we're glad to have you guys. Some energy, even if it's been a while. So, man, we're glad to have you guys. Oh, man. We got a lot to unpack. And a lot of stuff in my brain. Today's show is entitled Travel Season on the Way, and that's because we got so many things coming up, man. Shoot, as you know, as things are starting to get back to whatever normal type of normal we're in now, you know, it's opening doors to be able to travel some more. So, of course, you know, we're talking about that today, getting to some of the stuff we have planned up, and then, man. To this, wherever else, you know, of course, we got Seduction 101 as brought to you by Nay, and she brings you a bunch of topics, whether it's about pop culture, sex, business, and more. So we talk about that. And of course, I bring you what is known as Crickets of the Week, where I award all the different people every week, as far as, or I would say groups of people. An award based on their, how can I put it, I would say based on their contribution to society. And by contribution to society, I mean a bad look, because I mean, some people do some dumb shit, some people do shit that's horrible. So we're going to be talking about, see who's going to make my list this week, so stay tuned for that. Just kind of catching guys up since the last show, which the last show, man, was about a month ago. So it was right before Valentine's. It was the day before Valentine's Day. And, man, let me tell you, a lot has been going on since then. Like, a lot of inside stuff is had to deal with, so I'm gonna pack that too. Besides the travel season, so but of course I can't do this show without my co-host with the most is in the building, my girl Nate Seduction. What's up, Nate?
What's up?
I'm glad to have you. I'm so glad to have you. I miss you so much.
I know, right?
So, yes.
What's been going on?
Nothing much, man. Shoot. This system has been trying to get through a lot of stuff, man. Like, I mean, it's some drama I've had to deal with, but there's also some triumphs I'm dealing with, so I'm excited about it. So, if I get into my business, of course, I'm always the gentleman that I am. I like to let you take the floor first. What's been going on with you?
Oh, just been working on getting more product, working on modeling and everything like that. So, yeah, just stay tuned.
I've been peeping yet, because, of course, you got Nate Seduction brand. So, like, I wanted to dig in. You know, y'all know how I do. I can turn anything into an interview naturally. So, my question is, of course, you know, some people might think, oh, Nate Seduction, you know, because a lot of people, they don't, how can I put it, a lot of them that get into business or whatnot, or get into modeling, anything creative, they don't utilize the leverage, and they kind of just let it just die and fall on the wayside. Like, why did you feel? I know you've kind of been doing this for a little bit now, as far as gearing up to do this, but like, why is now the time for Nate Seduction Brand to really go just full throttle now?
My whole thing is, I've been working on Nate Seduction Brand for the past year. I've been working on this for a while. And my whole thing is, when you're launching something and you're doing something great, and you know you want it to be amazing, you know, it's like you're a child, it's like your baby, it's like you're birthing something. So I don't want to put out no ugly baby. So I mean, that's why it's been taking a while, my name behind it. So I just can't put out no bullshit. It has to be right, it has to be done right.
Exactly. I feel like, I mean, just watching, like, I've been trying to tell you this all the time, like, with people, because what one thing about you is that's been consistent, you've had the same name since pretty much, because I'm trying to think, did you go by any, I don't know if I ever, asked this question, did you ever go by anything else in the industry before an introduction?
No, always been a seduction.
See, and that's why I like consistency, man. Because some people, they change their Instagram names, they change their brand names a million times. And I always say this to people, they don't get that when you do that, no one can keep up with you.
Right.
You're constantly changing. Like, how you can't brand something if you're – now, I understand, but there's certain times, like, when businesses do mergers and stuff like that, name changes happen then. But if you're a sole business, I just don't get – especially when the business is you, why do you continually change your – really think – before y'all jump into the – word of advice, when y'all jump into the industry – make sure you pick something that you're going to be cool with, because y'all be wanting, people don't believe me. Well, here's the thing. The way to get people behind you to believe in you is if they sit there putting all this hard work into branding you and get behind your brand and pump it up, don't screw it up by constantly changing. Because I just had a discussion with this the other day, man, about somebody like, hell yeah, I know I don't miss my words. Just like, I was close to for a while. One thing that consistently pisses me off about them is they change their brand name so many times. No one can ever want, it's like you finally get behind, is the ball's rolling on the one brand, and then you change the name, and now we got to restart this whole thing all over again and keep like, it's things. There's a difference between evolution and just continually starting over. Like, that is annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And I say one thing about you is you're very consistent. Like, no one can take that from you. You're consistent, and you continually try to figure out ways, how can I continue to bring stuff forth all the time? Like, you constantly do it.
Yeah, my whole thing, I just didn't want to put out something that's trash. You know, I'm thinking about more ideas. I'm still brainstorming on my brand, so it just don't stop there. Like, coming up with different ideas that to launch later than a production brand, because I plan on launching this fall, so... You know, as y'all can see, one of the products will be candles. So I can say that because I put it out there. So one of the products will be candles. So I'm planning on launching other things besides candles. So I'm just trying to strategize on what's the best guy from everybody else. Not a lot of models create brands.
Right. The smart thing is that what you did was... you know, you kind of tested the water by doing like the few of the products you did, like with the phone cases and chargers and stuff. You kind of tested the waters by doing that. So that just, you know, that's a smart move.
Right, which I will still have the lighters as well. The lighters will be on the website as well because I'm not. People love that product. People love those lighters. Actually, my homegirl just told me the other day a nigga stole her lighter.
Yeah, you know, people steal your lighters anyway. But you got a bad chick on the lighter. Oh, you really ain't getting your lighter back.
He was like, stole her shit, confiscated it. Because it had my picture on it. So that was funny to me. She was like, I got to get another lighter. This nigga done stole my lighter.
That'd be exactly why I don't be wanting to put my life. I'll be wanting to put stuff up because people do too much. They take my shit, be mad as hell.
Right.
So yeah, they may be glad to not smoke for that reason.
I would tell other people don't rush it. Don't rush stuff. Just take your time. Or whatever, just take your time.
Exactly, like that's a mindset I have too. Like I try to, like because so perfect example, y'all know one of my babies I'm talking about dropping is Culinary Canvas. I ain't dropped it yet because, you know, me having Human Canvas already, I have Human Canvas rolling, and I'm like. Continue getting that wrong, but I'm like, the fact I went through all the learning curves of Human Canvas, when I dropped Culinary Canvas, I wanted to be great off the bat because I've already done the whole song and dance with Human Canvas, so I should be able to go through. I don't have to really do as many growing pains because I've already done the footwork of doing it. So that'd be my thing. I'd be like, man, I ain't launched this until I'm ready for it to be. I'm pretty sure there's going to be, bam, no questions asked or off the door.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. All right, so, okay, so another thing, a question. I'm telling you, like I said, y'all know me. I would naturally turn stuff to an interview like it's nothing. another thing about the Nate Seduction brand, because, like I said, you're not putting anything trash. Which is very consistent in your career. You always try to make sure you go harder, and then even when you put out some great stuff, you're always still finding ways to. How can I go even harder for the next project and harder and harder and harder?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great look to see you just continually, you know, putting the pressure out there of not letting go. And hell, this is why I get excited. Like, y'all just say, man, I hate when I don't do the shows with Nate because every week is like, This is our time. This is where the public gets to be involved and us catching up with each other. And I love it, man. It's always great just watching. Even and this is always a perfect example. Just because I don't talk to her every day, does not mean that we not supporting each other heavy. Because I watch what she be doing every day, and it's crazy. Just continually watch how everything unfolds, and I laugh because you know I can't never get enough of any. I laugh at the people who were sleeping on you, and now they be, oh, my God, oh, she's so bad, all that. I'm like, that sounds great now, but where was y'all at, man? Where was y'all at when it was up at the park shooting basketball? Where was y'all at then, man?
Right. I mean, sometimes you need people to sleep on you, so it's okay. They woke now, but it's okay.
Yeah, they're a little late on the train, but I guess we'll let them make it for now.
I mean, it is what it is. You know, not everybody gonna support you, and that's okay because I always believed in myself from day one. So as long as you believe in yourself, that's all you need. Like, that's all you need. Sometimes you need the haters. Sometimes you need the doubt to push you to go harder. Because look at where I'm at now. So, you know, it was all good. It was part of the plan, part of God's process.
Right. I think it's, I had to deal with that constantly, too. They, like, for going back to Human Canvas, because, I mean, it, Human Canvas pretty much takes on the mind of its own. I just continually, it's starting to become more and more of a machine that just evolves so much that it does all this, it just seems like it just does on its own.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I mean, for instance, end up linking with one of the top brands on Instagram right now. I ain't got a high who it is. I mean, it's no secret. There's his locker room, and this locker room is big. Like, this locker room, let's see, what is the number hitting now on the page? I think they just hit 200,000. Let's see. I'm checking. Look at this. On the air, live sets. So let's see. This is locker room as of now. Their stats are 238,000 followers. They're 238,000 followers. And the thing is, I mean, most of their posts, you know, get mad love on them. Like, they get thousands of likes, and the comment section is even crazier. As a matter of fact, the comment section is crazier than the like section. But nonetheless, people pay attention to you, especially, and when you do right by people, when you approach them, it wins too, because, you know, from jump, you know, they've been excited about partnering, and the partnership's been pretty great. Like, we've been supporting each other. We show love to each other pages. Their love has really boosted my page up. I mean, I'm watching numbers like, snap it. How many hundreds of followers just racking up every week now? It's like that's getting out of control. Well, that partnership, you got Jerry Fontillo in New York with the Super Ugly movie. You got Midwest Baddies with their project, really putting stuff out there. Hell, you got YAC Inc. in Atlanta with their projects making stuff go out. I can go on and on, and this locker room is, I mean, they pretty much got their boosters getting out there all over the place, but they're based in Houston. So it just go to show, when you're being consistent and you just constantly networking, you will grow. You grow, and especially, like, when you name, like, hell, people go to your stuff, like, you always have this all the time. Like, that celebrities are constantly hitting you up. Tell me when I'm telling a lie, Nate. Am I telling a lie? Is it the celebrities are constantly hitting you up?
They do be hitting me up. They do.
I'm just telling you, the woman is like, we try to show y'all consistency every week. And when we tell y'all, we out here preaching stuff, we try to walk the walk we talking. And yes, we put in everyday work too to fund our businesses so that one day our businesses are the only thing we got to focus on. And I'm going to say this because a lot of people need to hear this name, and I hope they hear me loud and clear. I know me and Nate do trips different than a lot of people. And I know that's going to hit some people right now, but me and Nate do trips different way than people. When we go out and we go do our trips and stuff, we expand our brand everywhere we go. I don't care if I'm going to goddamn mm-hmm. cruise ship. I've been on a cruise ship and I went there. I went there to have some fun. But in the midst of having some fun, I networked myself and I ended up being able to be center stage on in front of thousands of people live every day, doing this in front of everyone on the ship, like, oh, I gotta follow you, blah, blah, blah. Like, it does, like, every moment, you have to take, everywhere you go, everywhere you go is a stage. The question is, are you ready to perform the stage that's put in front of you?
Mm-hmm.
Hell, my name drop. At the club I work at, you know, we had Fetty Wap this weekend. The rest of our Fetty Wap was lit because I'm chopping up with him and he knew exactly what block I grew up on when I was breaking. I told him I was from originally. He was like, because I'm originally from Jersey, but a lot of people don't know that. And we both were born in the same hospital, so that was already dope. And then his manager ended up getting my info. She asked, I didn't say, hey, I'm going to give her my info and follow back. She asked for my info. She said, what's your info? You have an Instagram? I want to follow you on Instagram. And she went in there and she was actually active on my page for my magazine. And she's a woman deals with 50 Cent, all these people. She didn't have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But the same way, like when I walked into her car and she gave me $100 to walk into her car. And I said, oh yeah, I was just like, yeah, but you did it. I feel like, dude, I was like, but here's my thing. I would have did it for free walking to the car. And that is the thing. Like, people, when you got a good heart, let me make this very clear. Don't mean you got to be the perfect person, but when you have a good heart through and through, it always rewards itself. Sometimes it gets you fucked up and it gets people trying to fuck you over. But in the end of the day, mm-hmm. having a good heart wins every fucking time. And having a good heart also with your grind, like when you grind consistently and heavy, people are going to pay attention. And it's going to pay itself off. Trust me on that. I'll take it to the bank any day.
Exactly. You got to stay consistent. And the number one thing isn't in believing in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, how can others believe in you? And Teddy actually believes in me since day one. Yeah, I know the story. We say it all the time on here.
but you're telling me because, I'm like, who this damn, like, every time, like, it's always crazy when people see that you're my cause and they go all the way to your page and go, damn, that's your cause? I'm like, yeah, like, they make it sound like shit, like, like, I'm just supposed to have an ugly-ass cause, so the way
right.
they say it.
Right. Because they know you got the bad co-host.
That's a blessing itself. Like, y'all see... But the thing is, y'all don't realize why she fucking me so hard. Yeah, they is bad as hell. Bray Charles can see that. But that ain't like Nate is deeper than it. And when you are approaching her and you realize that she's deeper than just how she looks, you get further with her and she is going to rock with you forever. When you get past surface level.
Right.
And that's the thing. So, it's like we've been rocking with each other for a long-ass time.
You got to stay authentic with who you are and stay true to yourself. Like, don't try to be something you're not. Don't try to be somebody else. Like, just be yourself. Like, I'm telling you, being yourself, that shit will go a long way. When you believe in yourself, you trust yourself, you trust who you are, pray. Like, I pray over my brand. I pray over myself. I pray over my man. Like, I pray over my friends. Like, it's deeper than me, right? I have people that's counting on me to make it. It's deeper than me. It's not all about me. You know, it's all about building generational wealth and building something solid for my children. So when I have children, I have a business to leave behind for them and turn this into a multi-million dollar business.
Exactly.
And start a business for my kids, for my kids' kids. I'm doing this for my kids' kids. Feel me? So it's way deeper than me. You know, white people do it all the time. White people set their kids up to be millionaires to where when their kids turn 18, they don't have to go and clock in no 9 to 5. You know, their kids be having $250,000 to their name by the time they 18, plus what their parents got in their bank account and left in their will for their kids if something happens to them. They setting their kids up for success, and why not? Why you don't see black people doing this? You see, like, being a parent don't stop when your child is 18. If my child not ready to go into the real life at 18 years old, you think I'm gonna make them get out of my house just because they're 18? Hell no. Nah. Not at all.
That's deep right here.
Hell no. Nah. I feel like you failed as a parent if you make your child get out of the house at 18, like, to me, that makes me look at you sideways, and you see a lot of that in the black community. You mostly see that in the black community. You don't see that, you don't see Chinese people doing that. You don't see Asian people doing that. You don't see white people doing that. You see that in the black community, and it's honestly, it's really sad.
Right, or they always don't want to be close by each other. Like, for instance, my sister, which you co-host her before. My sister, we each have our own places, and I kid you, her place is literally, within walking distance from me. Like, I can go if I want to get a bag of sugar. Knock, knock. Hey, can I get a bag of sugar? That close. But some people are so, they say they want support, but some people are so afraid of a support system. They mind not set up to do it because they afraid of the fact of if they actually support, if somebody supports them, that means they have to be supportive. And some people aren't set up, their minds aren't set up to be reciprocal of supporting people, others back. And that'd be that, and that's where they get stuck at. And they wonder why. They always, nobody supported me. Well, you got to reciprocate it. And you don't have to puff your chest out every time you support somebody.
Right.
I hate a person that feels like they got to puff their chest out and they support you. That's out of control. I love. Thank you, God, for summer, and spring, and the way the stuff has changed here. Of the pandemic is slowly but surely becoming less of a thing, because it's allowing us to get back to what we love doing. Like, which is why, again, today's episode is travel season on the way. Y'all know me, man. I've been waiting a whole fucking year, damn near, to get back to doing this. And that's traveling to different places, especially traveling to the places where I do business at a lot. So just kind of throwing it out there now for you guys. I already have it ready to go. I will be in New York April 23rd through the 26th. So, yes, this be a much longer this time. Last time, I felt like I got there late on that Friday, late-ish on that Friday. And then I left early Sunday morning. I wouldn't make that mistake again. And that's what I learned. This is the lesson I learned when I went to ATL. I learned, hey, don't give yourself plenty of time to enjoy yourself. The last time I went to Atlanta, I got a little smarter. I got there early on Friday so that I wasn't having to run around and chicken my head cut off to turn up on Friday night. And then I still had time to turn up on Saturday night. Only thing was I didn't think the Sunday thing through because once the club closed, I left from the club, got back to the hotel. I already had my stuff ready to go, packed and ready to go, and traveled and went to the airport literally 10 minutes later and got ready. You went through the whole check-in shit and then got on the plane. Not doing that again. I learned my lesson. I learned my lesson every time I go to Atlanta. I get better and better with it. So this time, I am staying from at least that Friday. I'm going to get there early on that Friday again or late that Thursday. Just depends on what. And then on to leave. And then I'm going to leave on that Monday morning. Not doing that to myself again where I don't get to fully enjoy my entire time there. So definitely do that. But again, date I already locked in is New York. I'll be there. And they already planning the magazine release party. So if y'all trying to come to the magazine release party, let me know. I will get you more info as that drops. Trust me, you want to be there. I'm trying to figure out when Nate gonna be in Atlanta in May because I'm trying to get my shit ready to May. I was like, Lord, I'm kind of late-ish.
I'm thinking Houston in May. I'm really trying to see, but I'm thinking Houston like the end of May.
Wait, you be in Houston?
Houston, Texas.
You gonna be up down the street? Oh my God!
Yes,
oh.
I'm thinking Houston at the end of May.
But that's not. I want to say down the street. That's like 4 or 5 hours away. But you're gonna be literally within striking distance. Hell no. No, no, no. I need to figure out a way to make that plane go to Dallas or something. What? No, there's no way. Get the hell out of here. Really?
For real. My little
you just run this on me? I was not ready for you to do this to me.
She about to graduate from high school, so she really want to go to Houston. So we, probably going to go to Houston at the end of May.
Damn, okay. Oh, man, that's up the street. You're going to have this club pissed off at me. They aren't ready for gravy. I ain't even told them I'm about to be gone from the 23rd to the 26th. They're going to go crazy. I told them. And they ain't even talking about whenever I'm booking the ATL trip. But then I might have to leave. I might have to go travel to go see you in Houston. Oh, they might just be mad. I might have to go ahead and make that move. Go ahead, hit my homie up and say, bro, we got to go to Houston. Damn.
So I'll let you know the particulars and everything like that, of course.
Yeah, so, but I'm trying to go to Atlanta. I'm thinking, oh, man. I'm thinking the weekend of the 21st of May. Thinking the 21st to the 24th. Because then I'm pretty sure it sounds like y'all going there that y'all trying to aim for Memorial Day weekend. Oh, these people gonna be mad at me.
Yeah,
oh my God. This is gonna be a fun discussion. Say just won't sit still. Ah, man, fuck that. I've been waiting a whole year to not sit still. So, y'all just be ready, man. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be nuts. Oh, question. How is the city right now with all these NCAA games going on right now? I know y'all got the March Madness is in the NAP. How's everything going on out there?
I really haven't been going out in NAP.
Also, it has been like crazy, like it's the city, like just unbelievable traffic and stuff. I said, so that's been like unbelievable traffic. But then I thought about that as soon as I asked myself that question, I keep forgetting that they don't have that they had everybody kind of spread out between all the stadiums and stuff. So, and it wasn't like they weren't like letting a million people in there type of shit. So. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, shoot, y'all, before we get ready to get into our seventh of the day, which is Crickets of the Week in Seduction 101, I want to take a pause for the calls and just say it's George Floyd case. I don't know how I'm feeling already. I'm like, I don't know. I mean, we got to deal with this for weeks. It's going to be interesting. So we're going to see what comes out of it. It just gives me fatigue every time I think about it because, you know, already we're playing the character assassination game. So we're going to see what kind of results out of it and see if, quote unquote, justice happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nonetheless, everybody, we're gonna go ahead and go into a quick break, and then we come back from these this quick break. We'll be right back here on Life of the Dust Live. Your boy AJ, be back in about 30 seconds.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dust Live.
Bonnie Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Red Shades. And when I'm not writing songs or directing music videos, I'm tuning in to my boy, Steady J on Life After Dusk and The Dust Spot.
Yo, what up? This is your boy, Tim Ned, representing Loud Music. You are now rocking with DJ Steady J, Fort Worth, Texas. What up, baby?
What's good? This is Lazy Hustlers, and you're tuning in to Life After Dusk Live with Steady J and Nay Seduction.
All right, we're back, y'all, right here on Life of Us Live. Your boy, City J, in Nate Seduction, as Lazy Hustlers just said. Ah, man. Honestly, we'll slip an invisible coin. Nate, do you want to go first, or would you like me to go first?
Go ahead and go.
All right.
Well, basically, we already been talking about Seduction 101. Which, you know, is going to be about my brand. I'm very, very excited. Like, I'm super, super, duper excited. Then y'all seen the behind the scenes. Like, it's not cheap, like, buying product. Like, buying product is super not cheap at all, and y'all wonder why, like, because you want to have the best product.
But, yeah, I mean, I definitely can tell. I mean,
product.
Mm-hmm.
And, really, it's, man, like, I'm going to launch by fall, but I may launch soon. I just want to say fall just to give me some extra time to do. It may be before fall, so y'all might get a soft launch before fall, you know, because people already just start buying stuff now.
That's what I was wondering. So I was like, I was like, man, I wonder how much she's resisting the urge to drop stuff now. Like, I know people are pretty much already like, but because the anticipation of making them wait is making them go crazier and want the stuff even sooner.
Mhm. It's gonna be amazing though, y'all. Like, the wait will be well worth it. I do have a photo shoot coming up. Some of my candles will be in that photo shoot, so you know the vibes will be seductive. You know, it's gonna be candles, of course. So, just gotta, you know, put my candles in there. Because, you know, trying to start getting the website made and stuff like that, got to do a product shoot. So some of the product shoot will be with me in the photos, and some of the product shoot will be just the product by itself. So, Seti, I wish you was here to do my product photography shoot.
I know, man, I'm telling you.
Because I know you would take some good pictures of the product by itself, you know. That would be good for your portfolio and stuff like that. But
yeah, that's pretty much how I learned.
That's
why I first started shooting. I was shooting, you know, I was just shooting random stuff. I was shooting a random lion statue at my parents' house. When I first got my camera, until I shot a person, I was like, okay, now I'm going to see a person.
And this brand is not just going to be for the ladies. Of course, the men can purchase candles. I do have men inquiring on purchasing candles already. Niggas like, I don't even fuck with candles for real, but I'm going to go ahead and buy some just because it's you. That's the energy that I need to show. That's definitely the energy I need.
I definitely might too, because I know they use, like, especially at the club, they use, the door girls, they like using candles at the front door. So definitely that'd be a dope even put over there. The easy product placements.
And the candles, like, they smell so good. Like, I haven't even lit the candles. Like, they're not lit, of course, because I'm not about to use my own products. But they smell so good, and they're not even lit yet. So right now I have, I have 4 different scents right now. I'm working on scent number 5, so that will be part of the launch when I launch this fall, the 5th scent. So I'm working on building my inventory. So one important thing about, you know, launching a business is you want to make sure that you have enough inventory, right? Because exactly. You never know how successful the first launch will be. So you have to make sure that you have enough inventory. You don't want to launch and you don't have enough inventory. That's not good. Also, guess who will be building my website, guys? Study. He will be building my website.
me? Little old me?
Yes, he will be building my Shopify website. When you have to support your friend's hustle too. So I'm not going to make him do it for free. I'm going to pay him, of course. But he did volunteer to make my business cards for me. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, no, man. I was like, man, like, what you be saying? Your mindset is always, you said at the beginning of the show, you were like, you always like putting out the best stuff. I was like, you know what? I know she over here trying to figure out how to make. She wants her to get this stuff ready, and she's like, "Let me just do this."
Man, those cars are fire too. I ain't gonna lie, I love them. They so fire. I love them.
Right. I remember I told her, I said, "Oh, I have them to you in the morning," and then I think I didn't have them to her until like in the afternoon. But my mind started to be like, I drop some shit, I want to take my time, especially when I know, especially when you even more like in tune and want to make sure your shit is right, because from the artist standpoint, because when you know, especially a lot more eyes gonna be on it, you really don't want to let off, like, and that's how I felt. I was like, hell.
Hey.
I actually had a lot of fun designing them. I was like, okay, hold on.
Yes, I actually love them. And when people believe in you, they will offer, like, if you got friends as graphic designers, you got friends as photographers, they will offer their services completely free. When people believe in you, like my mom, Baby Daddy, he made my logo for me. I still pay him, of course, though. Like, he didn't charge me that much. But he did design some business cards for me free of charge. Because he's like, I see that you're willing to invest in your own business. So why don't I make you something for free? All right? So it's like when people believe in you and they see that you're really pouring your own money into your brand, they will definitely be of support. So you got to be able to handle your business on your own. You got to believe in your business first and pray over your business. Like, that's what a lot of people go around, like, pray over your business, pray over your clientele, manifest, like, say daily positive affirmations. Like, you have to speak life over yourself, and you have to learn how to encourage yourself. Like, I just, like, a lot of people don't know, but I just got in a car accident on February 5th. But do it look like I just got in a car accident February 5th, and I was still able to spend money on my business? And it was a hit and run, so I don't have no insurance check coming in. And I just had to pay over $1,500 to get my car fixed before I even spent money on my business. So this shit is not for the weak. Like, that shit would have broke anybody else, right? The devil will attack. Like, I just was with somebody who got shot in January. I could have got shot. Just got in a car accident February 5th, the following month, less than a month after I was with the person who got shot. Tell me the devil was not working. The devil was trying to destroy me. The devil was trying to come kill and destroy and try to attack my mind. See, when the devil sees that he's not winning, he will keep on trying to attack you to get to your mind, because the devil attacks your mind first. And why does the devil attack your mind first? Because you need your mind to be able to function. Without your mind, without your brain, you are not able to work other parts of your body. And a lot of people don't understand that. And a lot of people be wondering why they going crazy. It's because the devil attacks your mind first. And this wasn't supposed to be no preaching production 101. But it's just real. Like, it's just real. Like, and the devil has been trying to attack me lately. When it comes, like, y'all, it's crazy. Like, if y'all seen my car, like, the damage to my car, like, I should be laid up in a hospital bed right now. But God was on my side, because that car was really close to hit my driver's side of my car the way I was driving, because they ran a stop sign. So the way, and I didn't have a stop sign, I had the right of way. The way they hit my car, like, they ended up hitting the passenger side, but it was really supposed to be the driver's side of my car. So that was nothing but God right there, that they didn't hit the driver's side of my car and it was the passenger side. Because if they would have hit that driver's side, I would be in the hospital to this day right now, still recovering from that accident. Yeah, I got minor pain, like, you know, back pain, neck pain, and stuff like that, but I'm not laid up in a hospital. I'm still able to get up and move around the way I want to. But if that driver's side got hit, I would not be able to be up walking around and the way that I am right now.
Father,
so that
God
was a blessing within itself. I just don't post my business on social media, so people don't know that I was recently in the car accident February 5th. But, you know, that was very, very recent.
And I mean, that's the thing, like you said, everything is not, it's not that we have fake that we don't post everything on social media. It's just like, man, like leave some mystery about yourself. If you would subsequently find out, that's one thing. But man, y'all tell them everything. There's, y'all leave no mystery. Y'all leave, there's no mystique about you because all your business is out there.
Exactly.
But whatever. Maybe I'm just being old convention. What did I know?
So this is Sunshine 101, y'all. Just believe in yourself. Keep going. Stay prayed up because the devil is there to attack. So he got you. But me, I'm a fighter. I cannot let the devil win, and the devil will never win. So...
And that was Seduction 101. So yeah, so I'm gonna hit the ballpark in my crickets of the week. And then where my goddamn crickets? Crickets, please, where are you? There they go. Yeah, so like I said, Seduction 101 can either be about a specific person or a group of people. And I'm going to make this about my crickets of the week is going to be about people who want you to kiss their ass. And let me get into this. No, I'm not talking about kissing ass like the freaky kind of kissing ass. That's a whole other topic for a whole nother Seduction 101 or whatever. But no, we're talking about like people just like if people, I say this all the time about being yes man. There's a difference between being a person that's accountable, reliable, and on top of your ish. But there's a fine line. And, you know, I watch this. I've dealt with this. We all have dealt with this to some degree where people try to tote the line with you because, you know, you're reliable or whatever. And they think, and especially when you're different, they try to think you're going to kiss, you know, all of a sudden because they change their mind or something that you're going to kiss their ass. That makes sure I make something very clear. I'm not kissing nobody's ass here. I don't care who the hell you think you are. And yes, it is a slug. If people want to take it how they leave it, but I'm just not kissing anybody's ass. And my mindset is you got to do right by people, man, because at the end of the day, it's going to come out to hunt you. And that people are never. So.
Mm-hmm.
And just because you think you got the W for the day don't mean that you are completely won. Because those people who screw me over, trust me, just because I'm not being very vocal about it, don't think I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just letting y'all know now. Like, if going forward, if you think that you get to act that you got over on me with some stuff, nice try. Because I ain't going to forget. Trust me on all right. That. You can take that to the bank. I'm just not going to deal with it. Period. I watch people where, and the thing is, when you do right by people, when you do right and you're consistent in the way you handle stuff, things will take care of itself, and people will stand up for you because that's the right thing to do when when you're a person that your work speaks for itself and how you treat people speaks for itself. And I had to deal with that recently. And it really just took, it just really made them, they had to have a come to Jesus meeting of, well, damn, we sure don't want to do that. Like, people all brought to their mind, hey, you might not want to do it because, you know, this dude, I've had to deal with that. And I tell you one thing, I'm thankful every day. I'm just thankful every day for that people see that they recognize what I'm doing. And they see that they recognize me as being a person of a good heart. So I'm thankful for that every day. I can't stress it enough. So that's my cricket of the week, which is, again, don't be a yes man. Be a person that's reliable and consistent and dependable, but that doesn't mean, but always make sure that you, in your head, that you are able to walk away when you're ready. And if you don't walk away, just make sure you got your mindset. Don't let people think that they got over on you. Always make sure that you control your own destiny. Don't let yourself be so entrenched that something happens, you can't do anything after that. I'm telling y'all, get on your ish. Do not let these people destroy you. And shoot that. And that's what I'm leaving at right there, man. It was very simple. Sure. I was going to keep it short and sweet for y'all today. Cause yeah, I think that's the more explaining. The triggers of the week takes care of itself. Don't let people do it. And if you're a person that is one of those people that's always thinking that you're getting over and screwing folks over, it's going to come back to bite you. So do right by people. Just so you know. And it's like they say in the phrase, all money ain't good money. I understand about it, man. I got to grind by any means. But I'm just telling you, I'm going to let you know now. Stop doing some of the stuff for the now. Those chickens cut the roots eventually, man. So try to do your best to put your best foot forward every time.
Thanks.
All right, I'm done being preachy for today. Because I'm telling you, it's been my spirit. Nonetheless, everybody, if you miss any parts of the show, make sure you go to, you search Life of the Dust Live. You can find that pretty much everywhere, all the major networks, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, TuneIn, forgetting where all my partners are. That's why you pull it. Of course, Blog Talk Radio, Spotify. Yeah, I have to keep getting so used to more and more places in the shows. Pretty much we're in a lot of places. So if you go to dustspot.com/dustspotradio, that will actually have the show there. And then you can also click on all different places to listen to the show too. So definitely worth it. Other than that, shoot, man, y'all can follow me. @JDUSK. If you follow my page, you'll be able to also keep up with what I have going on and lead to my other pages too. So search CJ Dust, the rest will take care of yourself. Nay, how can they follow you?
You can follow me on Instagram, Nay Seduction, NAYY Seduction. If y'all know how to spell seduction, y'all ask to be on the social media. Y'all can follow my business page, Nay Seduction Brand. That's NAYY Seduction Brand. If y'all know how to spell brand or seduction, I don't even know what to tell you. Facebook, I am Nay Seduction. That's N-A-Y-Y. That's Nay with two Y's. And it's not Nay D. People be confused. Like, I don't know why people be saying Nay D Seduction Brand. No, it's Nay Seduction, N-A-Y-Y. You do not see no D in Nay Seduction. Like, no, you don't. But, yeah, so y'all just follow me. Stay tuned for this launch, you know. And stay tuned for more product sneak peeks.
Definitely will. See y'all. They're pretty much lit. And yeah, programming note. So I'm pretty much for the moment. I know how it is in time. Our show evolves based on how our schedules go. I'm mainly the shows for now. So instead of our usual hump days, shows will be coming on Monday. So again, we starting your week off. I'm gonna try to get that regular. We're gonna give you try to do better. Myself, her name. We're gonna try to do better. Bring y'all shows more regularly again. We're trying to figure out this our schedule be all over the place, but we are getting them figured out. Thankfully, Lord, and it's, yeah, I can't wait, man. That being said, we're rolling on now, reminding you everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember where there's a J or where there's a
Nay or you, there
is a way. Y'all tuned to the episode of Life That Does Live, your boy Steady J and your girl
Nay Seduction.
And just because it's not Hub Day, does not mean we're not going to give y'all the public service announcement. And they, that's what is the public service announcement we give everybody?
If you go help, please.
All right, we out, y'all. Peace.
Peace.